The NPP has reiterated that it will fulfill all the campaign promises it made before the election. According to the Director of Communications of the party, Nana Akumia, the Nanadu-led administration will get to work immediately after inauguration. Nana Akumia was speaking on our weekly current affairs program, Focus, which reviewed the just-ended elections.
Ghanaians have voted for change. The new president-elect has sworn that he would not disappoint Ghanaians. He's keenly aware of the expectations. Some of the things will be done quickly. Reduction in the prices of the things that have made cost of living out of the reach of ordinary people. Those things are going to be done very quickly. $1 million to constituencies so they can begin to meet their basic development needs. Those things are going to be done very quickly. Some of the other things may take a bit of time. Extending busy school from JSS to secondary school would take a bit of time. Making them free would take a bit of time. Allowances to nurses and doctors and so on. Those can be done very quickly. But at the end of the day, the government is going to be prudent. It's going to show Ghanaians that it can be done. This is a great country. We have all the resources in the world. We have the people. What we need is leadership. The leadership has come now that can allow us to put the resources and the human beings together to produce greatness for our country. And Ghana should be rest assured.
A member of the NDC Election Directorate and Manifesto Committee, Dr. Zubairu Ibrahim, blamed the poor performance of the NDC in the election on apathy. According to him, the party failed to couch a good message to attract more votes.
It's voter apathy, and it ran across the country. Our people didn't come up. That too was some of our people. And then the expectation of our members for some other things, it didn't go the way they expected. When a president appoints you and give you the opportunity to serve the people, you don't pinch camp against those people you are supposed to take care of on behalf of the president. And some of the appointees, that's what they did. There are party people that are supposed to go to DC. There are people living there, whether NDC, MPP, they are Ghanaians. They go to you for maybe A, B, C, D. You sack them. Definitely the person will not be happy. Some of the appointees did not treat their own people well. And you know, the reports that come to Accra to the presidency, they skew it and the right picture is not given to the president.
A member of CODIO's advisory board, Sheikh Arimia Shuaib, appealed to the NPP to call its supporters to order. According to him, the reported attacks on opponents and destruction of property is unacceptable.
It's very demeaning that you allow somebody to use you to reduce your dignity. You become a tool and an agent for violence. The attacks in the aftermath of our elections, it doesn't make sense. Good governance. When you win an election, you sit down, respect everybody. 4 million people of this country also voted for NDC. These 4.7 million people are still citizens. Open up for them, make the opportunities available to them. The winner takes all phenomenon should cease. Let's see how we all carry the nation together. If NDC did it, it was wrong. We will not expect the MPP to repeat, because two wrongs
don't make it right.
You heard a member of the CODIO advisory board, Sheikh Arimiyau Shuaib.